Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's our pal, Matt Underwood. Hello, Matty.
Hey, Matt.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, we're somewhat shocked, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Shocked.
Bob Kraft.
Yeah, somebody just told me that. I just saw it on somebody's phone. I'm like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
No, we missed that one, didn't we? Well, you win a Super Bowl, I guess you...
Win a Super Bowl 100 times, you can do a lot of things.
At least until the Jupiter police get on the case.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Here comes another season of Indians baseball. Always fun to be in Goodyear, getting ready for the Reds. And people are screaming about this outfield and screaming about this bullpen. And, Matt, I've said a couple of times, and I don't like the looks of the outfield. I've said that. I'm not worried about the bullpen at all. I think they'll figure it out, and it'll be just fine. But I trust what this front office has done over a long period of time. And so I'm not going to freak out about anything that happens until we see what happens on the field with this team, because I don't think it's anywhere near a finished product. I think there's some moves to make. But I think this organization has earned your trust, Matt, and that's the bottom line to me.
I don't know what more I can add to that. I mean, you kind of nailed it right there, Jeff. I think that you have to put your faith in the guys who are entrusted to putting the best product on the field. And they've got a pretty doggone good track record. And they've done it with various payrolls. You know, they've done it with very limited payroll. They've done it when they've added payroll. I think, as you indicated, that it is far from a finished product, because there are still, I mean, at last check, I think at least 90 unsigned free agents. So there are still options available. But, you know, as we stand here today, they've got some guys that they want to get a look at here in camp. We'll see. Obviously, you don't make ultimate decisions based on, you know, what somebody does against spring training pitching. That's a recipe for disaster. But they're going to get a look and see what they have. And if they don't like what they have, there are still options that they can go out and get before the start of the season. But I think it's up to the guys that are in camp right now to show where they're at. I mean, look, it's interesting because – we saw Tyler Naquin a couple of years ago kind of come in as a rookie and take the league by storm. Last year, you know, he had hip surgery, and now he's back. He's healthy. He feels really good. He's ready to go. Bradley Zimmer's coming off shoulder surgery. He's like a caged lion. He can't wait to get out there, and hopefully by mid-March he's playing in games. Greg Allen we saw as a rookie last year get opportunities to play, and actually 2 years ago as a rookie and last year getting some more opportunities. But, you know, these are all guys that I think there are big question marks around, but you have to give them opportunities. That's why they're in your system. That's why you have a player development system. So before we go stark raving mad running down the street screaming that the sky is falling, let's give these guys a chance and see what they can do. And we also have Leonis Martin, who's a veteran coming back from the illness that knocked him out of the end of last season. So look, there are people here that can play. It's not like they're going to run a bunch of JV guys out there, but I understand where that pause for concern is coming from, because of what you lost in the offseason, and they didn't necessarily add guys that add up to what you lost. But sometimes you got to go about it in a different way. Maybe they're more athletic this year. Maybe they go about scoring runs in a different manner than sitting back and waiting for the home run ball. So we'll have to wait and see.
I've suggested they use the 7-2 defense. Here's what I think bothers most people, Matt, that you look at the pitching staff, the starting pitching staff, and it's arguably in the top three in Major League Baseball. You look at some of the players, a couple of the pitchers, and then you throw in Ramirez and Lindor, and you're looking at maybe five of the top 30, 35 individual players. And then, the at least on paper, it looks like that outfield is among the three worst outfields in Major League Baseball. I think that's what concerns most people.
Yeah, and again, that's all on paper, and you don't know what these guys are going to do when they get their opportunities. So, again, it's just too early to just go jumping off the ledge right now without giving these these young guys a chance, and some of the veterans that are in camp, give them opportunities and see how it shakes out. And if look, they're gonna know pretty early on. If they don't like what they see, if they don't feel like these guys are the answer, as I said before, there are options out there. It's just a matter of, you know, what's it gonna cost. And I think as we've seen historically, the longer guys wait, the less money it's going to cost you as an organization. So the Indians still might be able to swoop in and pick somebody up here before the season starts if they don't like what they have already here in camp.
Matt Underwood joining us. Matt, the guy to me that I know very little about, I saw him play as a rookie. I liked him, and I don't know what the Indians are going to do with him, is Jake Bowers. 11 home runs in 323 at-bats as a rookie last year with Tampa. He's only 22. I've mentioned to Les, my hope is that he ends up playing the outfield, that they decide he's the guy and they put him in left field and you're just done with it. Where is he playing in spring training? What's he been working on? And how does he look to you?
I mean, he looks good, and he's a confident young man. I mean, he wants to come in and be a factor. He wants to play and be part of this ball club. And I think last year, you know, people just – tend to, I think it's understandable. You just look at the numbers, like, oh, he only hit 201. That's terrible. Well, it's his first taste of major league action. I would offer you, go back and look at Victor Martinez. His first taste of major league action was pretty atrocious. Jose Ramirez didn't exactly set the world on fire his first time through the big. So give him a little time. He's a left-handed hitter, got a nice swing. You know, he hit 11 homers, hit 22 doubles last year in 96 games with Tampa. I think the one thing that jumped out at me is among American League rookies last year, he had 54 walks, and that was the most ever for any Tampa rookie, and it led the American League among rookies. So he's got an idea what he's not just up there swinging from his heels trying to jerk the ball out of the park. He's got an idea what he's doing. He has a pretty good feel for the strike zone. So I think he's an interesting guy because he is so young, and there's certainly plenty of upside and potential. You just hope he doesn't jump in and try to do too much. That's the biggest mistake rookies can make. Just kind of go in, be yourself. And maybe the fact that they've got Carlos Santana, he doesn't have to necessarily, you know, kind of try to do it all himself. And hopefully he can show that he can play some outfield, because that's the one thing that I've noticed. It seems like Tito's probably going to have some versatility with guys that can move around defensively. We know Santana will go out and play the outfield. Now, it's not going to be Gold Glove caliber, but he can go out there and play. And I think it remains to be seen how good Bowers can be in the outfield. And, you know, is he serviceable or is he above average? Those are some things that I think Tito's anxious to see out here in some game situations.
Matt, most of the assumptions in the offseason would be that one of the top three, well, they signed Carrasco, so it wouldn't be top three, but either Bauer or Kluber were going to be traded, and then that seemed to stop. And my guess is they didn't get the offer they had hoped for. Are they off the table, or is everything still on the table?
I would never count anything out, Les. I mean, that's the one thing I've learned in this game is, you know, when you're a general manager, you never close the door on anything. Having said that, though, these guys are in camp, and I think all that off-season anxiety is gone. You know, when I talked to Corey Kluber, you know, he told me that he kept in contact with Chris Antonetti during the offseason, because it's natural. As a player, you hear rumors and you're wondering, like, hey, what's going on? You want to know. And so he talked to Chris, and Chris was upfront about him and with everything that was going on. And he said, look, if something happens, you're going to be in a loop. You're not going to get blindsided by this. So I think the Indians were smart just to sit back and listen, just to see, you know, if somebody was going to offer you the moon and the stars, you'd have to seriously consider it. I don't think any of those talks ever advanced past just initial kind of kicking the tires. And so you still got, arguably, as you pointed out earlier, one of the best rotations in baseball, and I'm really happy about that.
Matt Underwood joining us. You can hear him on Sports Time Ohio calling Indians games with Rick Manning, Andre Nottleby on the sidelines. Matty, what year is this for you doing play-by-play?
This will be 20.
Really?
Yeah, I started with Hammy on the radio and back in 2000, so this will be my 20th year overall, and I think it's my 14th on television already.
14th on TV already. Wow.
13th or 14th. I lose track, Jeff.
I know that feeling. Hey, there's a guy that I think is pretty intriguing that's probably under the radar for most folks because he hasn't been there in a while, and that's Cody Anderson. How does he look, and where do you think he fits this year?
Yeah, I think he's a guy that I'm anxious to see him pitch in some games, just to see. You know, it's been a long road back for him. And I think Tito's interested to see, because obviously, as we just pointed out, there are no spots as we stand here today open in the rotation. So that means if you're Cody Anderson, if you're Adam Pletko, who's going to start the Cactus League opener for the Indians tomorrow against Cincinnati, if you're Danny Salazar, if and when he can get back on the hill, where do you best fit and where can you best help the club? Are you a depth starter at AAA, or are you a guy that possibly works your way into the mix in the bullpen? Again, those are questions that I think I'll be interested to see if we find answers to this month. You know, with Danny, I think he's farther away. He's not ready to just jump out there and start pitching. So that answer might not come for a while. But for Cody Anderson, Adam Pletko, I think in my heart, I think those guys are depth starters. But, you know, who knows? Maybe Cody gets out there. I mean, Cody, I think he made the comment the other day, I'll sweep the floors. I don't care what it is. Whatever I can do to help the team win. And he wants to pitch in the big leagues. So he looks good. He is very, you know, amped up to get going and get out there and show what he can do.
You know, Matt, at one point, Terry Francona had some health problems a year or two ago. He looks really good now. Does he seem really good?
You know, it's funny you just happen to mention that because I'm standing outside right now, and they just unveiled what they're calling the USS Tito. They have this contraption. Some people may be familiar with it. It's called a Swimex. Those of us who've been around, you know, professional clubhouses and training rooms, we know what these things are. They're basically contraptions where you can kind of swim in place. It's like a treadmill for swimmers, basically. Tito loves to swim. That is how he gets his exercise and gets his workout in, because his body just can't take running and lifting weights and all that stuff we did when we were kids. So he swims. So they built this contraption because the Swimex, it's a big piece of equipment. You don't just walk through the front door with this thing. And so they got it outside, and they put USS Tito on the side of it, and they built a staircase so he can walk up and get into the thing. And they just did a ribbon-cutting ceremony. They had some folks from Luke Air Force Base out here, and he put the Captain Stubing hat on and did the whole...
Break some champagne on the side?
I mean, that's the one thing they stayed away from, because somebody said, what if we bang it on the side and we break the thing? We don't want that to happen. So he's great. To answer your question, he looks great. I think he's... In my conversation with him the other day, he's energized by the changes, you know, and he realizes there is a challenge here. And I think that stokes his fire to try and get the best out of these guys that he has right now.
Matt Underwood joining us. Go get him tomorrow. First preseason game, exhibition game, Cactus League opener. And you'll see it on Sports Time Ohio along with Rick Manning, Andre Knott, and the whole Hee-Haw gang. Looking forward to it, Matty.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for your time.
You got it, pal. We appreciate
you checking in with us.
Thank you, Matt.
Bye-bye.
Matt joining us from Goodyear, Arizona.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.